The Purple Project Podcast coming at you on this Friday, November 18th, 2022. Your host, Eddie Greer, in the building trying to stay out of this win here. About to head to this weekend's conference. I will be back on Saturday night here, so you're not going to... Well, these would get posted a little later. I posted the men's postcast on UMKC earlier or Kansas City. That won't go up until Monday when the men begin the Cayman Islands Classic. The women, they're playing here later on a couple hours against Texas Rio Grande Valley, which the men just played a couple weeks ago after the big upset win over Iowa last night, which is a perfect transition in that game. That won't be posted. My postcast, oh, by the way, of Iowa, the fourth-ranked Iowa game, will be posted up on Sunday. I wanted to post it. If I didn't have this conference, it would be posted right off the bat, but got this conference, and I'm kind of a little bit on a schedule, so I particularly like to get on schedule when things like that. So, but anyways, it'll be the conference, the youth rally slash conference will be in the books when this comes out. My goodness, what a ball game. And is it too early to say the game of the year? Is it? Wow. Unbelievable. I didn't predict K-State would win the game. I didn't say that on this week's edition of Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 131. But I said they give you a puncher's chance. You mean they can stay with Iowa State and maybe, you know, they'll have an opportunity late in the game, which they did. Wow. Incredible. You thought at multiple points in this contest, well, I was going to, you know, go on a run and stay distance. But every time Iowa went on a little spurt, K-State will respond right back, punch them in the mouth, and the ultimate knockout blow, Gabby Gregory at the line. Of course, I got to give, I got to give, my other podcast, Three Wide, the Three Wide podcast with EG3, the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, I usually give Three Wide moment of the weekend. I got to put Missy Heidrick there, at least on this podcast, for the old announcer jinx there. Gabby Gregory was, what, 10 of 10, and then critical free throws with, what, less than 2 minutes to go, missed it, but luckily redeemed herself there later to two free throws there that was tied it at 83, and then the go-ahead at 84-83 there, and that proved the difference of the game there, but not without, of course, K-State controversy. If this call, of course, the foul concurred there, evolved with, of course, G-squared, Gabby Gregory. I can't remember who had the ball under the basket for Iowa. But, of course, Caitlin Clark goes down, and it looked funny from the jump. Caitlin Clark fumbled around the basketball a little bit, spun around, twisted up her ankles, tied up, somehow got the basketball underneath to a wide open teammate. Gabby Gregory closes in, and then, of course, the referees whistled a foul, and they had to go back, check it over about 5 minutes there, and clearly shows when the Iowa player was going up, the lights were already on the basket, and a la referees overturned it, said wave off the basket, no foul. Foul occurred after the buzzer went off. Upset City, baby. And I mentioned this on the podcast, on that same podcast, either that one or it was another postcast before this one. Anyways, I mentioned it before. I mean, they beat two top 10 opponents last year in this building. And kudos to the ones who stayed. They got rewarded for a treat there for an upset over Iowa. The women's basketball team upset. Now, hopefully... Now, they will come out tonight and take care of Texas Rio Grande Valley, a team they should beat. But, of course, with the circumstances of what happened last night, I'm worried about a letdown. But hopefully that will not happen in case they will take care of business. But, wow, incredible. I'm going to call it the game. I know we're coming off the NFL and the Minnesota Vikings and the Buffalo Bills game of the year. But we're past halfway in the NFL. And that's the game of the year where the Vikings were down 17 points, rallied all the way back, and already explained it in a day that's been recorded that's going to be released on Sunday. So I ain't going to go too far than that, but remarkable. This team was down at least 10 to 12 points. At one point, 12 points in this game. And K-State just stayed in the fight, stayed in the fight, stayed in the fight and whatnot. You have your your 1-2 punch. Serena Sundell played wonderfully. Had that one rejection there. There was awesome. She played when the lights are bright. And I've said this all along about her. When the lights are bright, obviously no Iokali, right, or Iokali, whatever. When the lights are on bright, right, this girl can take over a game with her scoring. That's what she did there as well. And let's throw out another number. This girl's team was down 7 halfway through the fourth quarter, and K-State made another run at it. And for K-State, this is K-State's 5th victory over the AP top 5 opponent in its history. And it marks beating this Iowa team, who was ranked 4th coming into this thing, the highest, folks, going all the way back to when they beat another team in Iowa, Iowa State, back in 02, January the 2nd, 2002. This was the second time in the two seasons that K-State has defeated a top 10 opponent in Bramlage. And you got to remember again, 10th ranked Baylor. We took them down last year. So I was optimistic about it coming in here. You're at home. You're going to have the crowd. You're going to have some left over for the men's game. Let's see if we can make some magic happen here a little bit. I didn't predict they would win this game. I didn't say that. I said I was pretty optimistic about it. I know I'm going to give my co-host Alex grief on the next edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, saying that this team is a on-the-bubble NCAA tournament team. If this team played like they did, going toe-to-toe with a talented Big Ten team like Iowa, they can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the Big 12. It's just, if they play up their capabilities like that, now obviously, looking at the stat sheet, you didn't get production from Lauterbach or Dollinger, but who started the game with, of course, Gregory, I want to say one of the Glenn twins, and S squared. But if you get any production from Dollinger and Lauterbach or whoever starts with those three, this thing's going to be tough to beat. I'm telling you, man. I said it this summer on this podcast, folks. This team is still a tournament team. And I think last night confirmed that. I'm dead serious. I am dead. You guys can laugh at me, K-State Nation, whatnot, but I understand all the attentions on Jerome Tang and in this team and the men's, and rightfully so in that team. But that team last night kind of put me to sleep a little bit. No crowd, no enthusiasm in the crowd. Going in scoring drops a little bit, but they might just take a curtain page from some notes from this women's team. They just kept battling and battling. And the men's battle against California and against Cal, I'll get credit to that, because that could have been really bad. And they went to sleep on that as well and let Cal back in the game. Can it be a little concerning? A little bit? But look, the game last night was unbelievable exciting from start to finish. Kayla Clark had an answer every time, and that's a damn shame she went down like that. Got her ankles kind of twisted, her legs kind of crossed up a little bit there and ended up twisting her ankle, looked like. Hopefully that's not too serious. I was like, damn, no, not like this. Not like this, no. But hopefully, I'll be checking in on that. Also an awesome story on Ava Jones, who recently committed and signed to Iowa, which hits close to home, and particularly to yours truly, going back to the car accident that I was unfortunately involved in earlier this year. Her family was involved in a car accident, which was not good whatsoever. You have to go back and read it. I'm not going to dive in a little bit too much, but just any car accident hits home, especially this year. I'm as fortunate to be still covering, talking about K-State and somewhat covering K-State sports with you guys, K-State Nation as well. But heartwarming stuff right there, of course, on the eve of Thanksgiving as well. So I encourage you to Google Ava Jones, Iowa, that should pop up on there as well. I'm going to definitely keep track on that. But on the basketball court, though, K-State, though, takes one away from Iowa, 84-83. Fourth-ranked Iowa, by the way, another ranked opponent goes down in women's basketball here in Manhattan, Kansas, Ramos Coliseum. You just feel the intensity later in the second half of this contest as the game went on, especially when I think it was Gabby Gregory who tied the game. No, it's Sarah Samasti. I've been saying it wrong the whole time. Sarah Samasti, the LSU transfer, grad transfer, huge. I've gone 10 minutes in this postcast and haven't said her name yet. She was outstanding in this. The other big three as well. Samasti, who did not start, who started the Wisconsin game, had 18 off the bench, a career high, 6 made threes from downtown, 6 of 10, all of those shots made from downtown. You don't get that. That's the difference. Yes, I think circle that one, K-State Nation. You don't get that. There's no way you're winning this game. Overall, 11 of 36 from downtown, 41% from the field. That's going to get it done. Iowa shot 49% from the field and only 30% from three as well. Clark, to put a cap on her, 27 points, 6 of 17, 2 of 7 from the from downtown. Double-double, 10 rebounds for Clayton Clark. And hopefully she's okay as well. Yeah, that didn't look very good as well. But they had three girls in double digits scoring as well. The lineup, Serena Sundell, who was going up against one of the best in the country, and Clark, was just outstanding. 24, 5, and 6. Gabby Gregory, also 24. Four rebounds and an assist as well. And Sarah Samasti, two rebounds and assist as well in this one as well. And I'm going to throw Jalen Glenn as well. She was out. She was pretty good on the defensive end. 8 points, four rebounds, and four assists as well for Jalen Glenn, one of the Glenn twins on this team. But absolutely, I'm not reading anything else. Well, actually, I should read the post from Jeff Mitty here as well. Look, I'm going to go down here to what he said about the sense of urgency, right? Quote, Jeff Mitty, right? I tell you what I saw. I saw a different urgency out of our group in communication. I'll give you an example. I was going to call out about the out-of-bounds play. We had a little lull, and Serena had gathered everybody together, and she had called her play. It was a great idea by her to post up. Now, she smoked the layup at the point. I thought, wow, they're really engaged to what they need to be doing. We're getting closer, I think, to really connect with each other in those stretches. Like, for example, they were stretches tonight where we needed to get some Matsty at least a look at three, and everybody was on the same page of what we're trying to do accomplish. That was started to come together this last week, and so we're learning each other better. Gabby, in the post, we wanted to do more. We're kind of learning that, so we're all starting to come together better in Clark as well. But yeah, every time, again, Brian Smoller, Missy Heidrick talked about it in the broadcast last night. Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, Briley Glenn, those three in particular. They guys, I've been saying it all along as this year comes to a close. From the summer on, right, when we got news Aoka Lee was not going to play this year, which is very unfortunate because even with Aoka Lee on the court, with this team, with Gabby Gregory is giving you, Samasti, woo, they are even more dangerous. But absolutely, you're starting to see those three. They needed to take a step, maybe even two, to get K-State back to where they need to be, is trying to fight for the NCAA tournament spot. And this is going to go a long ways. Even the win against Wisconsin, this is going to even go a long way. Now, it depends on what Wisconsin does. But again, this fourth-ranked team, Caitlin Clark on the floor, talented Iowa is, year in, year out. Damn, what a big win this was for the K-State women's basketball again. I mean, yes, Jerome Tang, they're going to get a lot of attention. But again, I've been saying it from last year. this team needs to start getting more credit than what more attention than what they need. And wins like this gonna go a long way to doing that. Now hopefully they don't fumble the ball tonight against Texas Rio Grande Valley. As I'm putting a wrap on this postcast, but what a job Jeff Mitty, the coaching staff, the players. They get this type of performance every night. They're gonna be dangerous in the Big 12. They're gonna be a problem. You play up to their capabilities. They can play with a Texas. I'm damn sure they can play with Iowa State for sure. The conference favorites, Baylor, they taking them to the limit. They beat them here last year. So maybe the road's a different story, but you win your home games like this. So huge win last night. Upset City, baby, in the middle of November. Well, towards late November, heading toward Thanksgiving week. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. And oh, by the way, K-State is, at the moment's podcast, unbeaten still, 3-0. Hopefully, it'll be still unbeaten after tonight. So there's that as well. Huge win last night. Upset City over fourth-ranked Clayton Clark in Iowa Hawkeyes. What a game last night. I'm going to go on record until I see something else. The basketball game for K-State of 2022. Women's basketball taking down Iowa. Next up, of course, is Texas Rio Grande tonight. And I don't have a schedule in front of me, but for now, hopefully K-State can take care of business tonight against Texas Rio Grande again. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast. Subscribe. If you're not already subscribed, might want to get on that right now. Football in control of their destiny again. Men's basketball about to begin the Cayman Islands this upcoming week. Women's basketball, tons of momentum. Everything you need to know about K-State right here on the Pearl Project Podcast. Men's golf. Cross country just in it. Golf is a wrap. Tennis in it as well. But indoor tracks will be coming up soon as well. My marathon is around the corner as well. So you want to make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. I have talked too much. Excitement, folks. Wherever you get your podcast, K-State upsets Iowa 84-83 in Bramlage last night. We'll see what happens with K-State women's basketball moving forward this weekend.